The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you care about your country, if you're concerned with the direction America is headed, if you're concerned that we live in a society where you're not allowed to question where the virus came from, if you're sick and tired of all this shit, then guess what? There's a reason why you're listening to me right now. We left a trail of breadcrumbs like Mexican Morpheus. Red tamal, blue tamal. Thank you for choosing the red tamal. Welcome to RPT. The way it works here is we are protected by a subscription business model. What you do is you go to patreon.com/redpilltamales. You sign up for the price of a cup of coffee and you get multiple podcast shows. Rob, tell them what they get.
Every Monday you get a Chingo Chat, which is the non-political version of Red Pill Tamales. It's not political-ish. Mm-hmm. On Wednesdays, there's a public episode on iTunes, Spotify, everywhere you get your shows. And on Friday is a bonus RPT that you get exclusively on Patreon only. And in the future, we are working on more programming for the rest of the week so that you can have 5 days a week, nonstop Chingo Bling RPT.
That's right, Puro Pinche RPT. So we are syndicated. We're broadcasting everywhere. Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts. Spread the word. But if you want the whole enchilada, if you want to dig deeper, if you want the entire episodes, the exclusive content, head on over to patreon.com/redpilltamales. This show is great because of the audience, the Tamale Intelligence Agency. All right? So you've come to the right place. Do it now. Take action. Sign up. patreon.com/redpilltamales. All right, so check it out, yo. If you're like us and you want to get more books read, but can't always find the damn time to sit your ass down and read an actual book, then try Audible. We partner with Audible to give you, members of the TIA, the TIA, and all our podcast listeners, a free book is yours to keep forever and a 30-day trial of their Audible Premium Plus package. No contract. You can cancel anytime, and they'll give you a reminder when your trial is about to end. Here's all you got to do, a couple steps. Click the link in the show notes below, or just go to audibletrial.com/redpilltamales. Click on Audible Premium Plus, put your info, browse what book you want, and get your free book. Let us know what you got, why'd you get that book, and what'd you think about it. We'll talk about it on the show. Sass.
Right now, I want you to get ready for the Masa Messiah, the Tamale Kingpin.
You know where I'm going with this?
El Rey del Foreplay.
I'm already not comfortable.
The Versace Mariachi. All the way from Houston, Texas. Chingo
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to RPT, season number 7, episode 73. It is June 23rd, 2021. It's my daughter's birthday, man. She turns 13 today.
On the 23rd?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
We got producer Rob in the building.
What's up, man? Everybody? Congratulations. You're a teenage kid's dad now.
I'm an old ass man. I had to take a piss break in the middle of the show, bro. That's how old I am.
In the middle of your stand-up show?
Yes, sir.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I was like 45 minutes in. I chugged way too much water before that. But we had producer Rob in the building.
What's up, everyone?
Man, he was stealing my shine on the road, and he wasn't even there.
Hey, I heard. I got some DMs, bro. I got some people that were literally in your VIP line saying, hey, bro, I'm about to meet Chingo Bling, bro. I was like, that's cool, man. Why aren't you here? I was like, you know, I don't always go.
That must have been Odessa.
Yeah, I think so.
Because somebody handed me a little bag of some herbal refreshment. They were like, Rob said it's cool. I just DM'd him. And something about, hey, Rob, I got something I want to give Chingo. And Rob said, yeah, go for it.
I did.
Now, thank you. See, he's coordinating and producing from like hundreds of miles away. Yeah. So shout out to everybody that came out to the shows. Ontario, California. You guys rocked it. Pincha shows sold out, man.
Yeah.
Cali love. People, hey, you're always being venido, Chingo. Like the Inland Empire, I believe it's Orange County, but Ontario was out there deep. Shout out to Jerry Garcia. He killed it as well. Darren Carter, the party starter.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, he killed it, man. I grew up watching him on TV. He would come out on Comic View and Get Locals doing stand-up. Mm-hmm. But amazing crowds, so much feedback, positivity. People started chanting, USA, USA, at the end of the Ontario show.
Nice.
But a lot of people were just saying, like, hey, man, don't stop what you're doing. Keep up the great work. We need to wake up, Raza. The crowds in Waco, a lot of like patriots. People brought flags out, bro. People wow. brought out flags. So
you had two shows, right?
In Waco, I did one in Waco.
Two in California, though?
Yes, two in Ontario. I was supposed to do Oxnard, but that got pushed back to September 16th. They're still staffing the club. So if you live in the Oxnard area, they are hiring. Pay them more. Pay them more. Come on, man. But it feels great to be employed again, brother. Governor Abbott, he just cut off the unemployment money. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, we need 2,000 patrons by the end of the year. You know what, man? I think what's going to really help this this show grow and what our objective is to show people that, hey, man, we're all mature. We're all grown-ups. We all want safe communities. We want a strong country with a strong currency. We got to bring back jobs. It's not a bad thing to be America first. It's not a bad thing to want to make America great again. That shit ain't racist. It's just they told us, oh, that means racist. Like, bitch, stop.
Yeah.
So our whole goal is to just let Latinos get more, everybody's listening, in tune and informed with the political process because it will affect your personal life. Plus, this shit is entertaining, though. It's like sports.
Dude, it really is.
It's like, you know, you're like, man, Nancy Pelosi, it's almost like she's the shortstop for the team you don't like. You know what I'm saying? Or man, punk ass Chuck Schumer. Look at Governor Newsom. Look at Don Lemon over there.
Dude, and we talk about Chingo Bling's blood pressure, right? And sometimes his health might a little be, you know, be sacrificed a little bit.
I'm sacrificing myself for y'all.
It's true. And but at the same time, it's like when Altuve hits that, you know, 3-run homer against the Yankees, sending us to the finals. You're like, oh my God, it was worth all of this blood pressure and anxiety.
He had a good rant.
He
had a good take. That's what they're going to say. That's like my home run.
That's right.
But yeah, it was amazing to meet firsthand the people that listen to the show. And I tell them, I was like, man, it's so good to just meet you in person. To hear that feedback of we listen every week. We listen every week. And we share it with our family. The fact that you guys are telling your friends and family like, hey, Chingo Bling, man, did you hear what he said about that? Or you didn't hear about that? Because it will affect your personal life. All this stuff. Every time I go pump gas, I got to be like, ching, it's my Joe Biden.
Bro, how much did you pay for gas yesterday when you pumped?
Man, look, I'm about to go down to 87 watered down gas with all impurities.
I was thinking the same thing. How much did you pay for your fill up yesterday? Do you remember per gallon?
I just remember putting like $50 in yesterday. It was like I threw another 20 in the day before that. I was out of town. I'm like, how the fuck?
Dude, I paid $3.99 yesterday for premium. I haven't paid that much. I don't think I've ever paid that much for premium. And I went through the spikes.
I don't think I've ever put premium.
Okay. All right.
Well. Hey, but look. Hey, I'm employed again. Thanks to everybody who came out to the shows. I went and bought 4 new tires for one of our vehicles. I'm like, shit, we ain't riding like this no more.
See, people that know cars know you need to replace them in pairs. But because things have been so tough, Chingo was going tire by tire.
You know what I'm saying?
On one vehicle, and now you got all 4 for the other.
I paid for all 4 yesterday on the black vehicle. Ooh. I paid for all 4, and they said, we got 2 of them in stock, but the other 2 got to come in tomorrow. I said, yeah, I know. Y'all weren't ready for me today. Y'all weren't ready for this level of balling. But as I was saying, patreon.com/redpilltamales. If you've been on the fence about signing up, look, check it out. This Thursday, we're doing a live Zoom call strictly for the patrons. We're always coming up with new ideas of how we can deliver premium content. But ultimately, you guys are the key. You guys are the ones spreading the word. Otherwise, we're just 2 motherfuckers in a garage talking shit.
With high blood pressure, talking about politics.
With high-ass blood pressure. But yes, patreon.com/redpilltamales. Our objective is to reach as many people as possible. And I said, like I said before, you guys are the winning ingredient. Y'all are the game changers. Y'all are the ones spreading the word. Otherwise, it's just two pendejos aquí, todos mensos.
Pretty much, yeah.
Bien marihuanos.
We'll keep you posted on the day because Marisol is set to pop at any moment now, it looks like. So the live podcast, obviously our patrons will know when it goes down. We'll give you a few days heads up and then you guys can hop in if you got the time. But if you're at work, you know, shout out to you. I know you can't hop on. That's all right.
Yeah, and don't forget, guys, download the Patreon app. Join the TIA community. That's the Tamal Intelligence Agency. The way you're going to get the most out of all this is just get on that app, set your notifications. Every time we upload something, we comment back. We're all up in the message group. It's like a little popping ass chat room, man.
Yeah, it is. And also, check out the show notes to every episode and every YouTube video. Our captains are in there as they get credits like producers. So their aliases or their Instagram handles, or if they have a business, their URL is in the description. So check them out and support them because they're the greatest contributors to the TIA.
First show, and we got a lot more new merch because, dude, the people that came out to the shows, man, Ontario, Waco, Odessa, that was with a venue change. We were supposed to do Midland. Some shit happened, bro. Mm. That venue's going out of business. So people showing up to the Midland, and there was no sign saying, hey, Chingo's going to be in Odessa.
Damn.
At the Ector Theater. But it all worked out. We linked up with a nice new theater. People bought up all the merch. So now we're going to go make some new Thea merch. So, yeah.
Yeah, and actually, I'm wearing this one today, the Mexican-American one.
Sass.
Probably one of my favorite shirts now. It's also available on chingoblin.com, right?
For sure. Absolutely. So, yeah, man, it's good to be employed.
Yeah.
Good. Traveling sucks, being in a car.
Yeah, let's kind of talk about that, because you hadn't traveled like that. You hadn't been in California in what? How long?
You know, man, with the way these lockdowns work, the way these vaccine passports work, the way Marxism works.
The way France is going down.
Yeah, the way... No, real shit though, man. If you look at what's going down in South Africa, have you seen those clips of just the chaos?
Yeah, man. It looks like straight up like World War Z.
It looks insane. And that has a lot to do with communism and Marxism. The people are trying to, the ones that are rioting and looting and everything, they're basically Marxist communists. They're African communists. They're from the UNC party, but it's Nelson Mandela's party. So he was a lefty. Mm-hmm. We didn't know all that because they were just always presenting him like a hero. So the two presidents that followed him got even more lefty. So now they're trying to take over and rise up against the Indian immigrants, but they've been there for generations. And because they're business owners, they're homeowners, and these people are just going in, raping wives, killing people, like some fucking tyrannical ass shit. But all that shit's connected, man. All this Marxism crap, the stuff, the chaos we saw in Chile, what happened in Cali, Colombia recently, the shit that J Balvin couldn't really talk about, because if he kept it real, he'd have been like, these ain't nothing but some Antifa motherfuckers trying to rule over ashes. They trying to tear up Colombia so that they could be in charge. What we're seeing, Cuba,
we haven't talked. We have with Jonathan, but we haven't talked.
Yeah, about it's all interconnected, man.
And what's your shirt say? Politrics?
Politrics as usual.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, shout out to this Southern Delicacy company. They sent it to me. But we got, how the hell we get off subject? You said this is what it was. You were like, how's traveling?
I said, how was California? And you're like, hey, man, let me tell you about Cuba, Colombia.
No, because I was like,
the South American triangle.
Look, I don't know. I got tour dates coming up. I'm supposed to be in Irvine, California. August 11th. That's the one that got moved?
No. I thought that. No,
I think that one probably did get moved. Okay, but that's my point.
Okay.
That's my point is the way Marxism works and the way lockdowns
the way
work.
California works.
Passport vaccines coming round the way. Yeah. I'm supposed to be in San Jose, California, August 18th, Denver, Colorado, August 27th through the 29th. And I'm just hoping they don't try to lock us all down. I'm supposed to be in Phoenix, Arizona this Sunday, July 25th. But a lot of tour dates coming up, man. El Paso in September. Brea, California, September. Addison, Texas in October. San Antonio, October. Houston, November. We're trying to squeeze in a couple more cities. But it gets very tricky.
Yeah.
And that's why we need the patrons.
For real.
To step on up, man.
Dude, you know, I'm glad that I think my wife now has a pandemic-proof job in her industry, which is great.
That's great.
I think everybody should, you know, be looking to do that. And hopefully, if you don't have it, you know, you're working towards that, I don't know, creative endeavor or finding to somewhere where... and it's crazy to think, like, if you have a job right now that you suffered during 2020 and you still have, like, you still, you know, you retained it or they furloughed you and they brought you back, to know that that could just go away at the snap of somebody's finger again is terrifying.
It's all scary. All of it, man. Like live entertainment doesn't jive well with lockdowns and all that bullshit.
You see Bill Burr's comments on CNN?
Where did he say all this stuff?
I don't remember who was interviewing him or who asked him the question, but it was like CNN's nothing but a bunch of treasonous assholes.
I saw the quote like typed out.
Yeah, it was going around. I don't remember who asked him or why it came up.
For all we know, he said it on his podcast.
He probably did. Monday Morning Podcast. Shout out. It's one of the originals.
But I'm curious. I really am curious. Like, the context to hear him, like, because sometimes he just rants.
Yeah.
But he keeps it pretty fucking real.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah, at the early stages of the pandemic, when he was on Rogan was kind of pushing him about the mask thing. And Bill usually just, like, kind of stays away from that. Doesn't really want to, like, get too deep into it. But Joe kind of kept pushing him, just jokingly. And people after the episode were making these compilations of, like, Bill Burr shuts down Joe Rogan's, you know, anti-mask parade or whatever. And I was
so like, Burr was, like, pro-mask?
He was just, like, it was early, like, maybe a month or two after. He was like, you know, they're just telling us what they think we need to do. Which I think all of us were in the same boat. We're you know, Chingo rolled up to my place with, you know, five masks, you know, gave me an elbow. And I was like, all right, man, see you in a year.
Yeah, man, I didn't know how that shit, you know, viral load and outdoor.
Yeah.
Like, you know, now I'm like, bitch, we're out. Like, dude, we even did a family gathering one time that my sister organized in her, like, her backyard.
Yeah.
And it was like, every family has their own table. Everyone bring their own food. And it was just like, like the gulags.
Dude, I don't like my family enough to hang out with them when we don't have a pandemic. I'm not about to go do all that during a pandemic.
So you're just like waving. Part of it was convenient because you're bringing your own food. So you already know you're going to like what they have.
True.
And then it's easier on them because they don't have to clean up your shit.
I could just see the tables at a park just 6 feet apart.
Yeah, dude.
Just kind of like, hey, ¿cómo estás?
Yeah, because, I mean, they scared the shit out of people, man. They're like, you know, man, look, man, everybody gonna catch it. It's bad. Whoa, 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 Rob. Hold on. Cut. That is the end of the teaser. All right? If you want the whole enchilada, the full shebang, that's strictly for the patrons. We're hitting y'all with more premium content. So head on over to patreon.com/redpilltamales and get full access to all of the shows, all of the content, and all the premium exclusives. All right? See you there. patreon.com/redpilltamales. Sus.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.